This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 9th, 2018. We'll learn the 4th to 6th Mishnayos in the first chapter of Mishnah Sota. So we continue with the process of, you know, the Sota. So after, you know, the initial warning and then the cavorting. So Hayumalin Osala based in Agados Yerushalayim. They will bring her to the high court in Yerushalayim in Jerusalem. And they would try and frighten her into admitting the same way that they would frighten the witnesses for capital cases to make sure they're telling the truth. They would say to her, listen, Biti, my daughter, Harbe Yayinose, Harbe Schokose. Right, admit it. We understand sometimes you get drunk. Wine brings you to certain things. Levity brings you to certain things. Right, harbe yaldus osa, youthfulness does, you know, brings you to certain things. Harbe shchenim harayim osim. Sometimes it's the bad influence of neighbors does this and brings this to you. Asili shmo agadol shenichta b'kedusha. Right, do it for God's name, which is written. I mean, it's going to be erased in the Sota waters. Shelo yimach alamayim. It shouldn't be erased in the waters. Right, if you did it, admit it. Ve'omrim lefaneh, and they further say things, dvarim she'ena kedai l'shoma, that are not worthy of being heard. He v'chol mishpachas beis avia, she and all of her father's house. Right, you want to avoid, going through the process. And here specifically having Hashem's name erased. So im amra temeya ani, if she says, okay, I did it, shoveres ksuvasa v'yotzes, she loses her ksuva and she gets divorced, she leaves the marriage. V'im amra tehora, and she says, no, I didn't do it, maintain my innocence. Malan osel shara mizrach, you take her to the eastern gate, the gate in the east, shal petach shar nikanor, that is right next to the gate of Nicanor. At one of the gates of the old city, Shisha Mashkenes Asotos, Umitaranus Hayolos, Umitaranus Amitzorayan. That's the place where the Sotas women drink, the women who give birth become, you know, pure, and the lepers become pure. V'Kohen Ochas Bivgadea, the Kohen, right, grabs her clothing. V'im Nikru'u Nikru, V'im Nifru'u Nifrimu. Right, if it tears or unravels, it does, right, although you'll see in a moment just a little bit. Right, up until the point where you're going to uncover her heart. Visoter et Sara. Right, you undo her hair. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, you want to have her in a state of nivel, of right, disheveledness. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im hayaliba na lohaya megaleo. Right, if she was beautiful, you would keep that clothing on. Vimayasara na layas, if the hair was very nice, you wouldn't let it out. Right? He was afraid that if she came out tar, and indeed she was pure, that those around her might be incited to do something inappropriate, having seen her hair uncovered, and collarbone, etc., uncovered. All right, the Tanakhama believes that that's not a concern, something we have to be worried about. Fascinating halachos. Mishnava, the process continues. Haya miskasa bilavenim. Right, mechasa bishchom. She's wearing nice white clothing. You put her in black clothing. Hayu alea klizav vekat laios. Nizamim etabos. Right, if she has jewels or necklaces, nose rings, finger rings, ma'avir mimene kadei lanavla. We right, remove them to disgrace her. Right, they take this rope and they tie the clothing above her chest, right, to make sure that the clothing stays in place. There you see that the ripping and the tearing was just really from the top, but certainly did not. This poor woman's not standing there, revealed topless. Anyone who wants to come can come. Except for her servants, because there she, if she was willing to admit, she wouldn't do it in front of them. Right, She's haughty towards them, and she wouldn't be inclined to admit a fault in front of a servant. B'chol anashim utaras lerosa. And all of the women are permitted to see her. Shenemba v'nivasru kol anashim lotasena ke zim matchena. Right? Everyone should see. Not only can they see, it helps degrade, but they'll also learn from the example as what not to do. We will continue the process next week. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.